Blog Talk Radio.
When you see them on a freeway hitching rides wearing beads with packs by their sides, you ought to ask, what's all the warring and the jarring and the killing and the thrilling all about? Take time out. When you see him with a band around his head and an army surplus bunk that makes his bed, you better ask, what's all the beating and the cheating and the bleeding and the kneading all about? Take time out. When you see her walking barefoot in the rain and you know she's tripping on a one-way train, you need to ask, what's all the lying and the dying and the running and the gunning all about? Take time out. Use a minute, feel some sorrow for the folks who think tomorrow is a place that they can call up on the phone. Take a month and show some kindness for the folks who thought that blindness was an illness that affected eyes alone. If you know that youth is dying on the run, and my daughter trades dope stories with your son, we better see what all our fearing and our jeering and our crying and our lying brought about. Take time out.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining me today. This is Teresa Banks, and I started off the show reading off a poem by one of my favorite poets, Maya Angelou, and the name of that poem was called Take Time Out. After reading the poem, you just heard Sylvia Federick singing Pressure, and it is from her CD entitled Sister Under Construction. And I highly suggest you pick up a copy of her CD if you go over to her website, sangsyl.com, spelled S-A-N-G-S-Y-L.com. You can pick up a copy from there. Well, today's subject matter is serious. We have a number of people, millions of people, that are out of work, and I thought it would be a good time to talk about surviving a layoff tips. Before I get into the meat and potatoes of today's show, there's a sound bite that I want you to hear. Please listen up.
Firm, Paul Fields, was let go. It was 4 days before
don't cry for me. Rejoice for what God is about to do. And that's what keeps me going. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Keeps him going still.
Even now in the midst of the storm,
soundbite that you were just listening to was actually from a show that aired a few days ago. It was called Almighty Debt, a Black in America special, and it was on CNN, hosted by Soledad O'Brien. It was a full 90-minute documentary, and it included several different focus areas when it came to debt. There was one story, for example, that talked about a high school student looking to get into college and how he was trying to work out the finances of that. And then there was another focus area on the housing crisis, a couple that's battling to try and keep their house. And then there was the unemployment story, and that's what you just heard a piece of, a gentleman named Carl that's desperately trying to find work. And this particular documentary was focusing on African Americans, but certainly this whole issue about unemployment is not just an African-American issue. It's affecting Americans across the world. And so we really need to try and help one another, offer up any suggestions we can to help get people back to work. While this broadcast is airing, you're more than welcome to dial into the program by calling 626-213-5738. You can use that number to just listen in if you want to leave your desktop or your laptop. Or, again, while the program is airing and it's broadcasting, you can press the number 1 if you actually have any questions or comments. Now, I have to start off before giving you any tips by saying to you that I've been laid off before. So I certainly speak from experience, and I speak from a level of compassion where I truly understand what people are going through as they try to search for work and find that next level of employment. The very first tip that I always give when I'm talking at a seminar or before any kind of group is I say you have to first deal with your emotions. There are a number of things you're going to feel when you have received the news that you've been laid off. Could be a feeling of helplessness. You may feel numb. Could be the fear of change. In some cases, you may even feel happy. You might think to yourself, well, you know, I don't need to be around those jokers anyway. They had the nerve to let me go, let them figure things out, and I'm happy to be away from them. And make sure that if you need some kind of professional help in handling your situation, handling yourself and your emotions, that you certainly get that. Another tip I want to offer up is that you make sure that you examine your resources. Tell your family you're looking for work, your friends. Contact different businesses and even religious organizations. And I always suggest that you even put together a table. It doesn't have to be anything fancy like an Excel spreadsheet. You can just grab a piece of notebook paper and start jotting down contacts, individual names, as well as, again, like I said, businesses, their addresses, and make sure that you keep that information up to date. So that if you have to circle back and you need a babysitter, you know right away who to call. Or if you need advice on who to contact because now your mortgage is starting to fall behind, you already have a list of names and information that you can touch base with right away. You don't have to concern yourself with, oh, no, now I need to find that information and track it down. Another tip is in regards to your cash flow. I mean, you want to examine right away, especially if you were just laid off, what kind of dollars you still have coming in, whether it be severance dollars, unemployment money, your last paycheck, money from your partner, or your spouse, or anyone else living in your household, and make a judgment on how long that money can stretch, if it'll be 3 months, 6 months, so that your sense of urgency will change based on what that time frame is. And take a careful look at your expenses. I know you don't want to cut things. People hate cutting things, whether it be cell phones or getting rid of a car or cable. But really look at, what can I cut? How can I trim my expenses so I can start saving money early on and not cut it when I have to cut it? Call different companies, whether it be utility companies, for example, or mortgage companies, or whomever is owning your condo, to see if you can start budgeting, getting on different budget plans, or if you can start figuring out how to reduce your payments so that you can conserve, and I should say preserve, as much money as possible before things really get hectic and the dollars really start getting tight. Here's another little piece of that soundbite from CNN special that I want you to hear.
Carl goes to the library to search for a job.
Welcome back. This is Teresa Banks. And just a reminder, if you'd like to dial into the show, if you have any questions or if you just want to listen, that number again is 626-213-5738. And again, the little sound bites that I'm playing are from a 90-minute documentary that CNN did. And it aired on October 21st at 7 p.m. Central. It was called Almighty Debt, a Black in America special. And Soledad O'Brien did an outstanding job and hosting the program. And you were just listening to a gentleman named Carl that is anxious to try and find employment. So the little sound bites I'm playing are his search and his path as he was trying to look for work. Now, before the break, I was talking about different tips on how you can survive a layoff. I want to continue with that by talking about your resume. You know, it's a piece of paper that reflects you. It will reach an office and a potential employer long before you will get there. So you want to make sure that the wording is well edited, it's to the point. You want to make sure you remove any kind of outdated skills that you have that are listed on your resume. Make sure that you're really specific as you're identifying your job history. And I actually talked about this yesterday with my debut program in regards to putting lengthy information in the job history area. Be careful doing that, because sometimes an employer may say, why should I even bring this person in for an interview? I can just pretty much make my decision right here because they've written so much. You want to just have brief details that are direct and that are explaining quickly what you did at a past job, again, with the only exception being that you're looking for a more senior-level type position where you have to list all that detail. And then in regards to the resume also, make sure you're not listing too many jobs. And you heard Carl mention different things he was taking off his resume, like his vice president position. I know when I was putting together my resume, as I was looking for a new job, I took off dates of when I graduated because my bachelor's degree was many years ago. As opposed to my master's degree, I keep that date on since it was 2006 and it's more current. When you have all of that history and all of those older dates, before you've even opened your mouth to say your age, someone already knows it because they can tell by all of that that you're probably in your 40s, you're probably in your 50s. So make sure you're not giving them so much information. And I have to say here almost as a disclaimer that the goal is not to be deceptive in what you are putting in your resume. I'm not saying lie about anything or have anything in there that isn't truthful. I'm just saying that you're trying to align yourself so you can compete and at least have the opportunity to step in there and give an interview. Now, the next tip I want to offer up is in regards to looking for work. I want you to constantly say and think to yourself, what am I doing that's different? I know there's a zillion and one people that are out here looking for work, but how am I searching that's different to help myself find something and to help myself stand out? Now, one thing I suggest is that you go off to company websites, not just when you hear of something. Like if you're searching through Monster.com or CareerBuilders.com and you see of different jobs out there that a company's hiring and you went to a job fair and heard a company's hiring, what I'm saying is just in your neighborhood, for example, you may live near a hospital, you may live by a college or a university or some other business, just check their website and see if they're hiring because that'll be something a little bit more unique than anything that's more broadcast to the world. There are job clubs that are popping up that are helping people look for work. See if there's one in your area. Also, networking. Make sure, again, that you are announcing to people that you're looking for a job. Tell them the type of positions that you would be interested in and if you want, the type of pay that you want. So you have almost like your little personal army of people that are helping you find that next job opportunity. And then don't forget about newspapers. You know, as I mentioned, when I was looking for work, I actually wound up finding my new job through the newspaper. And it's kind of weird because back in the day, that's what you use first. And today, everything's so electronic. We're filing applications. We are submitting resumes, everything through technology and through computers. But don't forget there's still job listings in newspapers. And make sure that you're using that as a resource as well. And then finally, in regards to looking for work, make sure that you're examining that career look versus that job look. You know, we're first peeking out there and we're trying to find that new position. We tend to look for a career because we're thinking to ourselves, well, hey, that's where I can get the most money. That's where I have the most experience. But look at different jobs. What kind of skills do you have that can transition into another field and help you find a job that may not be your typical career path that you've been on, but they'll help you get back into the whole job market. And, of course, don't forget about part-time work as well. There are two more tips I want to offer up. The second to the last has to deal with staying motivated. And I know that's easier said than done, especially with looking for a long time as the months go by, a lot of times as the years go by, but make sure that you have a schedule that you're using day by day or week by week where you're getting up at a particular time. You're out and about like Carl and mentioned in the sound bites. He was out. His thing was the library and spending hours in the library looking for work and printing off positions. Make sure you have some kind of schedule. Let it include breakfast and lunch if you want, as if you were truly employed. And make sure that you're following that schedule and you're using it so that you have a regular method in which to look for work. Because truth be told, a job's not going to just pop up in your hands. You have to put the legwork out there and do the research and be really on top of it in order to find that next position. And then in staying motivated, make sure that to keep your skills sharp, you're considering volunteer work. There's nothing wrong with calling up a group and saying, hey, here are the skills that I have. I can type, I can do word processing, or I have Microsoft Office skills, for example. And make sure that you are volunteering so that your skills won't feel like they're almost kind of rusting away and that they're staying alive, just as alive and as vibrant as you are. And then the last tip that I want to give today has to deal with interviewing. Make sure when you walk in there you're fresh, you're giving great eye contact. You know, if you're one who doesn't mind, color your hair. You know, if it'll make you feel like you're more youthful and you're more presentable. And then a great suggestion that a recruiter gave me years ago was to make sure when you're interviewing that you say you want the job. As you're leaving and you walk out of there and you've heard of this fantastic opportunity, make sure that you don't hesitate as you shake that person's hand and you're heading out to say, hey, I'm qualified to do this work and I want the position. And, of course, you follow up with some type of letter saying thank you. And you know what I did? I didn't send a letter of thank you. I sent an email of thank you because the person I interviewed with the last job I was successful at getting gave me their business card. And I thought, I bet you this will stand out. I bet you this will be something different someone else isn't doing. And luckily enough, thank God, I should say, I was able to get that position. So as I just restate the tips that I gave to you, number one was handling your emotions, and number two, examining your resources, number three, reviewing your cash flow, and number four, your resume, making sure it's sharp and crisp and to the point. Number five, looking for work. I gave you a bunch of suggestions on how to look for work. Number six, stay motivated. And number seven, make sure that you are interviewing well. Now, one thing I do realize as people are looking for work is one major hurdle, one major challenge is that you don't know how long you're going to be laid off. You know, if we knew, for example, it would be a couple of weeks or a couple of months, we could actually plan and figure things out. But a part of the seriousness of this whole thing is you don't know if it's going to be 6 months. You don't know ahead of time it's going to be a year. So just make sure that you're remaining persistent. I keep hearing constantly on the news that people are giving up and that they're saying, why even bother looking? But as I said just a few minutes ago, if you are not aggressively looking, if you don't have that resume out there, if you're not making those calls and doing those submissions, it becomes even harder to find something. People won't even know you're out there and you're available and that you're still looking. So stay persistent, stay focused and positive, stay around people that are encouraging you and keeping you uplifted. As I close today, I just want to remind you that I wrote a book called Surviving a Layoff. Please swing by Amazon.com and pick up a copy of that book, either for yourself or for a family or a friend who you know has been looking for work. Not only does it include some of the different tips and suggestions that I just offered up, but it also has more information in there, including what I call case in points. And with those case in points, what they are real-life suggestions on how you can find work from people that have been through the same thing, how they've made it through circumstances and situations. Now, in addition to that one book, I also have three other books that are out there on Amazon.com with the titles of Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, and Barrenhood. So make sure that you pick up all four copies of those books. Before I leave you, I want to remind you of what my contact information is if you don't already have it. By email, I can be reached at mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number two. B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. And what you can do is either follow the show by going to blogtalkradio.com/ELLASEC. ELLASEC is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C, and you can press the button to follow the show. Or you can drop me an email and let me know that you'd like to be added to my email list so that when I have different programs that are coming up, I will certainly drop you an email to let you know what they are. I'm out there on MySpace at myspace.com/ELLASEC, and I'm also out there on Facebook under Teresa Banks, so please look me up, and please make me a friend of yours so that we can keep in touch and communicate with one another. So with all of that said, I want to just thank all of you again for listening, and I really want to thank all of you that have, again, taken the time out to drop me emails, that have placed messages on my social network pages. I really appreciate your support, and I really appreciate your encouraging words and your suggestions on how the show can go about and different things that you want to hear. And I just hope those of you that are looking for work that you find a way to stay positive and to know that we are going to pull out of this. I know it seems crazy, and for some of you it's probably been a really long time, anywhere from 6 months. I know people that have been laid off actually for years. So I realize things are really crazy out there, but please try to just stay calm about it and to find a level set so you can make it. I'm going to play one more soundbite, and then I'm going to wrap things up with Sylvia singing Pressure again. Take care, all, and thank you for listening.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for agreeing to be here.
Paul Fields is meeting church members who could help him get a job, an HR director of a university, the president of a hospital, an insurance company vice president.
Let me thank you all for taking the time to care about me. I greatly appreciate that, to say the least. I have been, for the last 25 years, a commercial insurance broker.
Now, we do have his resume here. I think he gave me the updated one. So today was just an introduction, and then I'm going to turn the ball over to him to contact you directly and I'll just coach him through this process.
Really, let me thank you all for coming. I was just asked if it's okay to pray. I love to pray. Please. Lord God, I don't know if that job has already been made, but I know you're bringing it into existence.
Yeah.
So I
just
thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I pray, Lord God. And I ask that you would bless the hands of each of those here. Lord, this is the most unbelievable experience in my 18 months happened today. Do you know what it's like, been like for 18 months to knock on so many doors, trying to get an opportunity to meet people within? To talk about you other than just sending a piece of paper in a black hole. It's the most incredible experience.
Amen.
So Carl will get a job.
I believe that we will do for Carl what we've done for hundreds of others, and that is make sure that we exercise all of our options to leverage our resources to help him find work.
To do the right thing.